So let's get into our thinking point for today then. The Communications Minister, Khumbudzo Ntshavheni, is switching off the last transmitter in the Northern Cape, and it'll mark then the transition to digital migration for that province. Joining us now is Mlamli Boy, who is the CEO of Sentech. Mr. Boy, good morning to you, and thank you for your time on the talking point today.
Good morning, ma'am. Thank you for the opportunity, and good morning to the listeners of the AFM.
Let's talk about what this switch off practically means for the people of the Northern Cape. Hello, Mr. Boy. All right, he does sound like he's on the road, so we seem to be having a bit of difficulties with that connection to him, but I will get him back up on the line shortly. Lots of your messages and voice notes already coming through on some of the issues that have been put on the agenda. Jabu says, Kathy, the ANC didn't win elections because some of us didn't vote, so they must stop blaming the SABC. Somebody else says, now that they're said to be a new COVID variant, it should be obvious that we should be focusing on treatment as this virus mutates as readily as the common cold, for which there is no vaccine. And that was always the warning from the beginning, right? We were warned that we could see multiple mutations of this virus, and we are at that point. But what does it mean practically for the country? What kind of responses can we afford, and what kind of responses can't we afford? All right, I understand that the CEO of Sentech is back on the line. Mr. Boyer, I was asking you what the switch off means, at least on a practical level, for the people of the Northern Cape.
Switching off analog TV, which is the SABC services in the Northern Cape, what it means is that from today onwards, people in the Northern Cape who have got access to digital reception equipment in the form of integrated TV or set-top boxes can now continue to receive digital television, good quality signal from now onwards. And all the analog signal, what it means is that if you have an analog television, you will not be able to receive analog television from today onwards. You need to have a receiver that will decode the digital signal and give you the perfect picture that we are transmitting. So that's the implication from a user perspective. From a broadcaster perspective, yes, it just means that you've got more capacity for transmitting more than three of the SABC channels. That's now about seven channels on the SABC multiplex. So as a user, you're going to have more choice. Basically, that's what it means.
And I just wanted to find out whether Sentech was involved in the process of ensuring that residents, particularly those who qualify, had received some of the set-top boxes that would enable them to, of course, continue getting access to the digital platform.
Yes, indeed, ma'am. Sentech has been involved in rolling out or assisting in partnership with the Department of Communications and Digital Technologies and USASA and the Post Office. So we have a number of installers in this province and in other provinces as well that we've appointed to help us roll out the set-top boxes on behalf of government and USASA. So what we do is... where we are able to switch off, because those people who have registered as users who want support from government and who qualify in terms of the prescribed qualification criteria of people earning about 3,500 per month. So those people who would have registered and have received set-top boxes, once they have had an installation, and then SABC would then give us green light to say, yes, we are comfortable that those people who are registered have all received their set-top boxes installed, and therefore you can go and switch off on that site. We're happy that a majority of people are actually covered by the digital reception equipment. So that is our involvement in the rollout of the set-top boxes. But the infrastructure, the transmission infrastructure, is solely the responsibility of Centec, and that has been in existence for the past 10 years.
All more. Right. We're going to continue our conversation in a moment. The CEO of Centec, Mlamli Boy. It's 9:30. Nomsa Mdluli is standing by with a look at your latest news headlines. Nomsa?
Athimo Sasana on SAFM.
We continue the conversation on the talking point, and for our thinking point today, we are looking at the switch off that is taking place in the Northern Cape, officially moving to a digital migration. Mlamli Boy is the CEO of Centec. He's still on the line. So, Mr. Boy, one of the things that we've been watching, of course, is the deteriorating state of the post office. In some provinces, you have post offices that don't work, workers that are not paid, a lot of issues that are really affecting the ability of the post office to deliver on its mandate and to deliver services. How has this affected the rollout then from the perspective of those that have had to come forward to make applications and also to receive these set-top boxes?
Thanks for that question, Kathy. The post office is a very important participant on this project in terms of the registration and helping in different ways of dispensing the stock of the set-top boxes. From what you have just said, the post office has managed to ensure that even in areas where they may be closing a post office, but they ensure that we do have access to the set-top boxes we need to access, and also the registrations do continue. So whatever challenges they may have been facing, but I do believe that they've been coming forth, with high level of commitment to the project. So I wouldn't say it has negatively affected the progress, but I think what has happened is that we had to ramp up the awareness so that we invite people to go and register, which the minister and the department has done, and the project team, and more people are registering now. So post office is playing a very significant role, and they continue to do so, and whatever challenges they are facing, those don't seem to be hindering the project at the moment, from what we can see.
Which province is next?
The next provinces we're targeting from a switch off perspective is the Northwest. We are planning to be switching off Northwest in the next month or so. And after Northwest, we will be moving on. We'll run a parallel approach now nationally, but we will be looking at Limpopo and Mpumalanga as the next focus provinces, but we'll be running the installation projects in parallel nationally so that we can achieve the objective of next year, March.
All right.
In terms of the switch off.
Mlamli Boy is the CEO of Centec. Thank you for your time this morning. So there you heard it then. They believe that the households that do qualify for access in terms of the support for a subsidy to get these set-top boxes have been able to receive that help. If you're out in